While many questions remain unanswered, the mass shooting in San Bernardino, California this week is bringing the issue of gun violence, gun control, and terrorism to the presidential campaign. For a look this morning at what's being said and how the shooting could affect the campaigns, we're joined by our political team, Democratic strategist Dan Payne and Republican strategist Todd Dombke. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Right after the shooting this week, President Obama again called for congressional action on gun control, saying mass shootings in this country have no parallel anywhere else in the world. For the presidential candidates, is there a risk of being accused of politicizing the shooting by making it an issue, or is it too big an issue to ignore, Todd?
Well, everything is politicized now, and the politics started with the San Bernardino mass shooting while it was going on. On Twitter, I saw a lot of people on the left immediately declare this proved the need for gun control. The next day, it became clear that this was terrorism, with links to ISIS and bombs being made in the house like an IED factory. Conservatives then went on the offensive, pointing out that California's strict gun laws and reforms pushed by President Obama would have made no difference in this case. And so they argued the real issue was terrorism and fighting ISIS.
Dan.
At times like this, at times of crisis, a person's character emerges. And after this horrible tragedy, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump could hardly wait to blame President Obama for the killings. You know, it's actually disgraceful what they said just to score political points for themselves.
All right, let's hear from some of the candidates themselves. Democrats, in response to the shooting, all made gun control or gun violence the focus in their initial responses, calling for congressional action. Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire last night called out gun owners.
I would urgently request that responsible gun owners stand up to the irresponsible, almost unconscionable behavior of the gun lobby.
And in an interview with WBUR, Bernie Sanders raised issues with the no-fly list, pointing out people on the list can still purchase a gun.
Now, there is a problem with the list, and I think what many people recognize is there are people on the list who should not be on the list, and that is something we have to clear up. But if there is reasonable suspicion that somebody is involved with terrorism, clearly that person should not be able to purchase a gun.
Dan Payne, Hillary Clinton arguably is taking the earliest and strongest stance of all the candidates in making gun control a priority in her campaign. Does she own this issue from here on out, and is there a risk in that?
Well, it's no secret that any limits on guns is anathema to millions of Americans. So Hillary Clinton is taking a risk in states like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan, not to mention the South. But she clearly feels strongly that too many of the wrong people are getting their hands on guns, especially assault rifles, and innocent people are being slaughtered. I mean, who uses an AK-47 to hunt or target practice?
Well, this is quite a change, of course, from when Hillary Clinton was running against Barack Obama in 2008. And he was in trouble for his remarks about how small-town folks cling to their Bibles and guns. Hillary Clinton chided him for that. She came out strongly for Second Amendment constitutional rights. And now she's criticizing Bernie Sanders for the opposite. It's possible she'll flip-flop again at the general. But right now, her changing the focus to terrorism puts her at an advantage over Bernie Sanders.
Quick question on this. Can Sanders close the gap on this issue with Clinton?
Most Democrats in primaries, of course, favor more gun control or even gun confiscation. But many Democrats in Congress won't vote for gun control, which is why a few years ago when Democrats controlled the White House, Congress, and the Senate, they didn't act on it.
Well, as recently as this summer, Bernie Sanders was trying to explain why he voted against the Brady Bill five times, which called for federal background checks and waiting periods. He explained his position is reflecting his home state of Vermont, where people like to hunt with guns. I don't know if he's catching up to Hillary, but he is catching up to reality.
On to Republicans now. Todd, immediately after the attacks, many GOP candidates tweeted out responses, all of them sounding strikingly similar. Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Ben Carson, all mentioning prayers for victims and their families. Some people have been critical of these responses as it's resulted in its own backlash called prayer shaming. What do you make of that?
Well, some on the left immediately mocked Republicans for saying the victims were in their thoughts and prayers. They said they wanted gun control, not prayer. Politically, those doing this so-called prayer shaming don't seem to understand or don't care that they can alienate voters, including religious liberals who want gun control, by mocking faith.
Quick on this, Dan.
Well, they are hiding behind a cliche. Thoughts and prayers is what everybody says after a tragedy like this.
All right. Several of the GOP candidates were at the Republican Jewish Coalition in Washington yesterday, including Donald Trump, Chris Christie, and Ted Cruz, all raised the issue of terrorism relating to what happened in San Bernardino. Cruz said America needs a war president. Here he is.
All of us are deeply concerned that this is yet another manifestation of terrorism, radical Islamic terrorism here at home. Coming on the wake of the terror attack in Paris, this horrific murder underscores that we are at a time of war.
And here is Donald Trump speaking at the same meeting.
Radical Islamic terrorism. And I'll tell you what, we have a president that refuses to use the term. He refuses to say it. There's something going on with him that we don't know about.
Todd, is this resonating with the GOP electorate?
Well, the issue of strengthening Homeland Security, of course, appeals not just to Republicans, but to most voters. A new Quinnipiac poll taken just before the San Bernardino shootings asked people if government anti-terror policies went far enough or too far. 61% said not far enough, only 27% too far. And that figure saying that it hasn't gone far enough probably will go up.
Well, Cruz and Trump were aiming at the evangelical right in Iowa. Polling tells us that the Republicans in Iowa are angry. They dislike President Obama. They want a tough, warlike response. I expect that they will like the tough talk from Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. Donald Trump was an original birther who didn't even believe that Obama was born in Hawaii. You know, that has continued to this day. 43% of Republicans still believe that Obama is a Muslim.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this morning and talking about this issue as the investigation into the attack and whether there actually is or was a link to Islamic extremism with the two suspects continues in California. Dan Payne, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Todd Domke, thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.